Okay.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Will the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you? This is the man of God, God's servant, God's prophet, and the apostle, Bishop York J. Milton, coming to you live and direct from the city of Phoenix, Arizona. Yes, we have been here starting Wednesday night. We've been here since the 12th. This is Friday night. Oh, what a time we have been having in this gospel revival. Yes, my friends, I tell you, those that are listening by the way of radio tonight, that God has a miracle with your name on it. When the enemy tried to bring discouragement, God came in and gave you life and life in that eternal. We thank God tonight for all that he's done and for what he's going to do. Those that are on the line tonight, God bless you. We love you. Love your support. How God is doing and what he is doing in your life. Yes, tonight we are again coming to you live and direct from the city of Phoenix, Arizona. We're here in revival at the One Step Further Ministry right here. Amen. We want you to know, glory to God, that God is still working it out for you. I don't care what it seems like. I don't care what the delay is. I don't care what the storm is like in your life. You've got the power in the name of Jesus to defeat the enemy. Amen. We want you to know that prayer is the key to the kingdom and faith unlocks the door. In just a few moments, my friend, we're going to go into a live service already in progress. Amen. The saints are in the sanctuary as I'm speaking right now. Oh, dancing and praising God, the praises of the Lord is going forth. Amen. And we just felt led tonight to bring you some live church. Amen. Some Holy Ghost anointed service across this airway. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you tonight for these that are listening by radio, these that have tuned in on this line. Lord, we ask that you open up doors, open up avenues, make ways out of no ways. Do what only you can do. Amen. And we thank you for it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And thank God. Well, we want to encourage you. We want to encourage you, beloved, those that are listening tonight and tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow is the 15th of September. Yes, that great anointed service will be right there in Paris, California. The address, the God's House of Deliverance, and the services are held at the Good Hope Baptist Church, 22876 Mountain Avenue in the city of Paris, California. Yes, I want you that are listening to me tonight, you got to get there in the morning to meet the woman of God, Apostle Betty Thomas. Yes, my friend, she's going to be walking the aisles ministering, doing what the Lord gives her to do in this great high praise service in the morning. 10 a.m. is at Great Victory Instructions and Bible Institute. At 11 o'clock, that Victory Miracle Healing and Deliverance Service begins right there at the God's House of Deliverance. It'll all be happening at 22876 Mountain Avenue, Paris, California. Amen. 10 for instruction and 11 for service. We thank God tonight for all that he's doing. Want to encourage you that are listening by the way of radio every Monday night from 7 until 8:30 every Monday night right here on this voice, this line. We are ministering the Consuming Fire Ministry. Comes on every Monday evening from 7:30 to 8:30. Amen. The number is 774-220-4000. The access code 0119-1978. Yes, I want you that are listening tonight, tune in on Monday evening. Amen. We have church. Oh, my God. We have church on that line on Monday. The Spirit of the Lord meets us when we come before his people. So we encourage you to make your way. Amen. And turn your phone on and dial that number on Monday night. Not just Monday, but every night. It's a ministry that's going on to a chosen generation on this prayer line, the same number and access code. Glory to God, every night. And then Friday, amen, our Block Talk Radio program from 7 until 9. Amen. So we want you to be encouraged that God will do something for you, change things in your life, and open up an avenue of victory in the name of the Lord. Amen. Tonight, we want to prepare to go into that high service tonight. And at this time, amen, we're asking, amen, while I have to go inside the church, saints, and get the saints ready. It take me 3 minutes. But Apostle Thomas, come on this line and encourage the people to come out tomorrow.
Amen, amen. The word will be going forth on tomorrow morning. Amen. The power of hour will start at 10 to 10:45. Then we will go into our worship service at 11 o'clock. You don't want to miss it. If you got brain that is sick, the lame, if you need deliverance, it will be in the house. The anointing is going to meet you at your appointment if you would make it to the house of deliverance. There is deliverance in the house. Address, 22876 Mountain, Paris, California. Bring the sick, the shut-in. Bring the sinner man. We're looking for souls to be saved on tomorrow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Please,
yes.
That you can hear.
We can hear you.
Okay, here we go. Yes, yes. Apostle.
Hello.
Amen. Can you hear me, Pastor DJ?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We do.
Hello.
Okay.
We can hear you.
Okay. We're going to the service now.
Amen. The man of God all the way from Phoenix, Arizona, running a revival, our own national apostle, York, J. Milton.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes. Amen. It sounds like you're having a mighty testimony service going on. Amen.
Don't overdo it.
Right.
You know, that's what I mean.
weakness right now, and God,
are we still connected? Okay.
Clap your hands, everybody, and give the Lord a praise. Come on, let me hear your praise him tonight. Amen. Come on, saints, praise him. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, glory to you, Lord God. Thank you. Hey, thank you. Hold on. You have a whole PC out of the ocean. Oh, we thank him. We thank him, and we praise him. Well, God bless you, and the Lord keep you. This is the man of God, Bishop, Prophet, and Apostle York J. Milton, coming to you all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. You are the One Step Further Ministry, pastored by Pastor Mackie Brown. Yes, I tell you, we've been in revival this week. Oh, my God, those that are listening by the way of radio, you that are listening by the way of internet, I want you to know that prayer is the key to the kingdom, and faith simply unlocks the door. Yes, man, you're listening tonight. You're from New York. There's a woman in Georgia that's listening. There is a young man that's incarcerated. But I hear the Lord say tonight, don't touch that dial, but keep your ears listening to this word tonight. Come on, saints, give him a praise. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. We thank the Lord for what he is doing. Thank God for his merit, his favor, his power, his anointing, his spirit. We love him tonight because he first loved us. Amen. And we want you to be encouraged, those that are listening tonight. Amen. We want to remind you that we will, glory to God, tomorrow morning. Yes, tomorrow morning. Amen. I won't be able to be there, but all roads will lead to God's house of deliverance, right there in the city of Paris, California. The address, 22876 Mountain Avenue, Paris, California. 10 a.m. is our hour of power, and at 11 a.m. is our miracle healing and deliverance service. The woman of God, Dr. Betty Thomas, will be preaching tomorrow, ministering, walking the aisles, prophesying, laying hands, and decreeing miracles in your life. I want to encourage you, those that are in San Bernardino, Riverside, my God, those that live in Lake Elsinore, Marietta, Temecula, all in that area, Victorville, Apple Valley, yes, Asperia, you must meet all roads will lead in the morning to God's house of deliverance. The address, 22876 Mountain Avenue, Paris, California. Amen. And come and support the woman of God. Well, saints, we're here. We thank God for what he's doing. It's hot in your city. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Superintendent, I woke up and thought I was going to get a breeze and open the door. Amen. And it wasn't a breeze. It was a heat. heat wave. Oh, glory to God. But one thing about it, I'd rather burn here than wake up in hell. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. I'd rather sweat here than sweat forever. Glory to God. But we thank God. At this time, the woman of God, the angel of this house, will come and greet you in Radio Land. Let's receive Pastor Matthew Brown at this time in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord, everybody. So give God a praise in this house, because he's worthy to be praised. I say he's worthy to be praised. Can't nobody do it like Jesus. He's worthy. He's good when we're made. Hallelujah, he overlooked our faults and he seen our needs. I thank God for this awesome revival this week, and the man of God has brought the word and brought it in power, laid hands on the sick, they recovered, and the devil had to go. I thank God he's here in our city, awesome man of God, and thank God for everybody's here, one step further ministry, Jesus ministry, bread of life, amen. New Jerusalem, New Bethel, Church of God in Christ, our own pastor and superintendent David McNeil, one of our friends and a mighty man of God in this city. And I thank God for Apostle Mosca, a devil buster. Hallelujah! That I ain't leaving my apostle out. Apostle Linda Wilson, hallelujah, we're devil fighters. Hallelujah. I thank God for everybody here, and I'm just glad you come to make this service what it is. And we welcome you to let go and let God. Because I know it's a miracle for you tonight. If you forget about yourself, glad to see Providence Bree Triggs, my longtime friend, Evangelist Benson. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm glad to see everybody. I get to call the names, and I'll miss it. I'm not young as I used to be, but I still got Jesus, hallelujah, down on the inside, ready to go on to see what the end will be. So I praise you tonight, oh God, for being in our midst, because one step is where the Holy Ghost dwells. Because you know what? We got a saying over here, your flesh will send you to hell and won't show up. And another one we say, don't let your lips and your mouth preach a different message than what you live in. God bless you.
And praise God for the woman of God. Come on, say, clap your hands for the pastor of this house. Glory to God. We thank God for the woman of God, the Lord that blessed her to be here. Amen. And just winning souls for Christ. And we thank God for all things in Jesus' name. Just look at somebody and say, I believe God. Don't say it again. Amen. So we thank God for all things. Listen, beloved, we have another man of God that's with us tonight, a pastor. He's the top pastor of the glory to God, Great New Bethel Church of God in Christ. Amen. Here in Arizona. This time, Superintendent McNeil will come and greet you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. He's worthy to be praised. Praise God. I certainly honor the Lord on tonight. My Savior, my Redeemer, and my Keeper. Amen. He can save you. He'll redeem you, and he will keep you if you want to be kept. Praise God. I honor the pastor of this house, angel of this house, Pastor Brown. God bless you. And to the Bishop Milton on tonight, we certainly are grateful. I greet you in the matchless name of Jesus the Christ, the one and only. Amen. The one and only. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Father of us all, we give God the praise on tonight. I'm just excited about being here. I'm excited about hearing the word of the Lord. I heard some good things about the service. Amen. And I come to enjoy the Lord. Amen. I want to come and boast in my God. Amen. We can boast in the Lord. Amen. And I want to be in a position where the Lord can boast in me. Amen. God bless you. I honor each of you on tonight. And let's hear the word. God bless you. Come on, praise God for the preacher. Amen. Thank God for this man of God and of his spirit.
Amen.
And that all of you that are here with us on tonight. We want to encourage you tonight, those that are listening, amen, by the way of Rock Talk Radio, amen, internet ministry that the Lord has opened for us, and also, amen, our ministry prayer line. And those that are on the line tonight listening in, amen, from California and different various places. And we say to you, amen, be healed tonight. Glory to God. Be delivered. Hello, shaka. Thank you, Jesus. And be set free in the name of the Lord. Amen. Those of you that have your pen and your paper, I want you to write me this week. Actually, we used to write, but now it's email and everything. So I want you to email me at yjmministries@yahoo.com. Before the program is over, the announcer will give you our email address again. Amen. Send us your prayer request so we may go to God for you. Amen. That your life will be changed and your life, glory to God, will, yes, and your life, amen, will be lifted up in the name of the Lord. This woman of God was here on last night. What's your name, sister?
It's Isabel.
Amen. Tell the people what the Lord was did for you in this meeting.
I can't tell it all. But God set me free from some things.
Yes.
God opened up some things for me.
Yes.
God revealed some things for me.
Yes.
God just made a way for me on last night. Amen.
Amen.
I had been asking God, the Lord, just for close to walk with him. Just to minister to me, Lord, in dreams. And help me to write my book and get it done. And
right.
I went to bed last night with a notebook and an ink pen expected. I'm here to tell you, I don't have that much paper left in that notebook. God is good, and I will be published before the year is out. I thank God for the mighty man of God who gave me the word.
Alright.
Who just gave me foresight and insight of what to do to get things done. I thank God for just being here tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Come here quickly, Sister Pamela Grant, real quick. She's been here every night. She's a member of One Step Further. Glory to God. And just encourage the people in Radio M what God has done for you on this meeting.
I want to thank everybody. One step has been an all year long blessing. From last year to right now this year, from Hattie Scott coming out from Texas and telling me not to be no part time Christian looking for full time benefits. I tell you, that's real. You don't work nowhere part time expecting the full time pay, full time benefits. I put in a couple hours for the Lord and I've been blessed and highly favored.
Hallelujah.
God don't play around. In One Step, y'all get the word. Here at One Step, Bishop York, we welcomed you back one more game. We had you earlier in the year,
yeah.
And we was looking forward. We was waiting in expectation of you coming back. And I was here on the night one.
Yes.
I'm here every night. The spirit's going to be here. Going to get me here. Going to get me here whatever time it started. I'm ready to receive it.
Amen.
And everybody be ready to receive your blessing. Get fed at One Step. The word is going to be good.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, praise God. Come on, thanks. Praise Him. Praise Him for His goodness. All right, it's Christian time. Amen. Let me taste the face of the gospel. For the gospel is good news from heaven on high. Amen. Those of you that have your Bibles tonight, you may be driving in your car. Now, I don't want you to have an accident. Glory to God. So just listen as you drive. Amen. Or either pull over and listen to us. Amen. We thank God for what He's doing. We've been praying. The Lord has been dealing with us. Glory to God, talking about He's getting ready to open up some avenues and some doors for us. Amen.
Yes.
In this dispensation now, the enemy is prevalent. The devil is mad. The devil superintendent is aggravated.
Yes.
Amen. Because God is moving and He's ruling.
Yes.
Amen. Anytime that you are anointed, the enemy is going to try to come to bring doubt. And to bring, amen, you understand, a spirit of sorrow. But God says tonight through His word, He's going to encourage us that we can live and we can survive. Amen. Somebody said only the strong can survive, but I beg to differ. Only the saved. Come on here. You can be strong and go to hell. You're not saying nothing. But he that believeth and is baptized, woo, shall be saved. Then it said, he that believeth not shall be damned, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, Lord, have mercy, you shall cast out devils.
Yes.
So we're telling you tonight, look up for your redemption joy, nigh. The book of Psalms, chapter number 51, a familiar passage tonight. Amen. The Lord was dealing with me this morning concerning being purified through the word and being saturated in him by the anointing of God. Amen. People now have tried to change the method of God. But I tell people that we've got to live holy. Come on here. Amen. Amen. People don't want to preach it no more, but holiness is right. Amen. Hebrews 12 and 14 is still right. Follow peace with what all men, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. When you start talking about holiness, people get nervous. Some folks get jittery. Come on here. Because they don't want to be free. They don't want to be delivered. But God sent me back to Arizona to tell you, don't you be afraid. But you better learn how to praise God in the midst of adversity. God have mercy. You better learn how to thank him and give him the glory. Psalms 51. We'll begin at the sixth verse and a few of the following. Behold, God thy desire true in the inward part, and the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me. God, I can preach right there with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. And just look at somebody and say, I need to be washed. Oh, that's it. That's my mind. God. That right there, that's just in itself is prophetic all by itself. I need to be washed. In other words, I need to be clean. Amen. I'm not just saved, but I'm clean. Come on here. I'm not just a church goer, but I'm clean. My mind is clean. My thoughts are clean. Amen. My spirit is clean. The Lord spoke to me and said, the reason why now the saints get so perplexed is because the enemy has tried to pollute their spirit. He's tried, amen, because now people are saying that it's like this and it don't take all of that. But I stopped by to tell you what it took me to get saved is going to take more for me to stay saved. Amen. That means I've got to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's what I want. God told me, he said, the church needs to go back to praying, needs to go back to fasting, needs to go back to godly living. Amen. Living the word and doing the word and speaking the word. Amen. When we were coming up and coming through, we had to go to bed with the word. Come on here. When we woke up, amen, we was waking up rejoicing because, mama, we've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. The Bible says, amen, in the seventh verse of the text, purge me with hyssop. And if you would look hyssop is a plant. And in that dispensation, it was used for cleansing. And so many times, amen, we hear people say that I purged. You heard that. And I went to church and I couldn't hold myself. I began to purge. But I stopped to tell you, you don't have to be inside of a church to purge. All you've got to do is lift up your hands and say yes to the Lord. That's all you want. You don't have to come in any shape, form, or fashion. You don't have to come with any special dialogue, but you've got to come humble before him and ask him to wash you. Wash my mind, wash my tongue, wash my thoughts. I need some help in here. Amen. Wash me that I may be able to speak into somebody's life, that they can be free and they can be healed. Someone tonight is listening to me. You feel despondent. You feel that everything is gone. You made a few mistakes and the devil told you that your life would never be the same. But God sent this prophet tonight to tell you, you better look at yourself in the mirror and prophesy wealth over your life. Wealth is not just money, but wealth, amen, in the spirit is better than riches of men. The Bible said, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. And you know, when God washes you, it's an unusual aroma that comes from the cleansing. Yes, amen. In the medical field, those that work there, you know, folk come in the offices. They have all types. Some people with cuts and incisions, and somebody may have fell and skipped their head, and they have to put stitches. Come on here. Amen. To cover up or even to heal up the wound. But when you have been damaged as a believer, can't nobody show you love. You've got to be fixed up by God. That's why the Bible said, purge me. In other words, Lord, do it all over again. When I wake up in the morning, the first thing I say is, Lord, I thank you, but Lord, lead me and guide me. Give me what to say in this day. Give me an anointing that if I reach somebody that's lost, you'll give me something to tell them that they can make it through the struggle. Some folks just need to hear, I love you. Some folks just need to hear, I care. Some folks just need to hear, in spite of what you did, I'm not going to talk about you, but I'm gonna help you get where you need to be. Amen. If I love you, that means no matter how long it takes for you to get your breakthrough, I'm gonna stay there until sorrow comes. Give somebody a high five and say you need to be washed. Yeah, when the Lord washes you, what I love about you is not just a one day thing, but every day. The Bible says we're cleansed through the Word. You know, people, you know, they hold the Bible, but that does not mean it's being applied to you. But when you digest that Word in your spirit, my God, the devil will think twice before he tries to oppress you and bind you up. For the Bible says, amen, restore unto me, in the 12th verse of the text, the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. You know, tonight a lot of us need to be restored. We need to be restored, repaired, renewed, revived, rekindled, and made over again. I don't know about you, but I want God to do something that I've never experienced before. I need my dance back. I need somebody to help me here. Some of you used to go in, but you went through a little hell, and the devil took your shout. But I come by to tell you, you better praise God. Even though it seems like everything is going in a different direction, you better learn how to praise God when it seems like your back is up against the wall. You got to learn how to push past how you feel and start thanking God. Thank him in advance. Look at somebody and say, give him an advance praise. I'm going to thank him. Even if I don't see it, I'm going to thank him because I've been anointed to tell the enemy that he cannot win. And you got to get ugly with the devil and tell him, I'm not afraid of you. I've been bought with the price. I'm chosen to serve. I'm chosen, my God, to win the lost. The Bible said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. In other words, saints, we ought to have some joy. What are you saying, Bishop? That's what I said. Sometimes you get lonely. Sometimes you get weak. But you got to have an anointing. So where nobody encourages me, I know how to encourage myself. Give somebody a high five and say, I'm encouraged. I've been through the storm a long time. I'm encouraged to stay with truth all the way. Lift your hand and say, yes, Lord. The Bible said that not only am I being purged with hyssop, but I'm learning how to stay clean. And I stopped by to tell you, you can't deal with self-hooks and stay clean. You can't dabble with the enemy and stay clean. But the Bible said, sanctify yourself, and the very God of peace will sanctify your holy. I want to be set apart. I want to be one of those vessels. In spite of what I see, I see
light is in front of me, but I've got an anointing that can see beyond the clouds. I've got an anointing that'll cause me to wake up holy in the room of the Lord and cry holy, holy in the name. Shout holy. I'm so glad tonight that I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. I love you, but I'm not going to let you stop me from praising God. I love you, but if you don't love like I do, stop being so stuck in and let God have his way. If I got to shake you off, that means you got to move out of my way. I'm coming through with a praise. I'm coming through with a thank you, dear. I'm coming through with a glory of God. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. I'm so glad that I got power, power in my hands, power in my feet. Oh. Wash me. Now somebody will say you need some washing. You need to be cleansed. My God, you need to be made over. You need a spiritual makeover. You need everything to be adjusted. You need your body to be more consecrated. You need your mind to be more elevated. You need your spirit to be so dualistic so you can praise God in spite of what I see. I'm still washed in spite of how I feel. I'm still washed in spite of what's around me. I'm still delivered. Tap somebody and say, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm washed.
Rolling in the dirt will make you dirty, but sin will make you smell. You got quiet here. Sin will make you look funny. I need two folks to help me. Sin will make you doubt God. So, well, Bishop, I'm not perfect. Well, you know, you didn't know I was a perfect. But we can be perfect through him. I need somebody to help me. I can be perfect through Jesus. Folks look at you and say, why are they so happy? Listen, God has been good. I say, he's a merciful God. People look so down in the dirt, walking the church, crying the blues. But if you serve God like you say, you ought to have some joy. Sometimes you ought to have some peace. Sometimes you ought to have some anointing. Sometimes. Say yes, Lord.
Well, excuse me, I'm washed.
You can't wash no white clothes without no purity. Especially if you try to keep them clean. That's quiet. And then you can't wash no clothes in no cold water with no purity and expect them to come out like they're supposed to. And then they told me, don't you mix them colors. I don't understand that yet. Grandma used to slap us on the spot. I told you, that'll mess up all the clothes. And see what the enemy does, sometimes he'll try to play tricks on you. Because you've been through so much in your life. Amen. He was trying to play tricks on you to make you feel that there is no way of escape. But I've got to tell you, I'm not going to accept what I see. Because God has given me the anointing, woman of God, to look beyond the grave. Sometimes it seems like everything is shut up. Sometimes your finances, they go to a standstill. And you know what, people? They get mad and they get weary. Because the money is funny. They're like, we can in here. And they're changed. The change is strange. My God, they get aggravated. They don't want to go to church. Don't want to go to prayer meeting. Don't want to love on nobody. Because your heart's been hurt. But I stop to tell you tonight, in order to be what God wants you to be, you got to go through some nights crying all night long. I don't have no help here. Sometimes you can't help it, but the tears start falling because you're trying to get delivered. And when you're trying to get delivered, the devil is in your ear and say it's not going to work. But ooh, I come by to tell somebody that Jesus, he's not segregated, but he is. He's the master of the Lamb of God. Jesus is not color scrub, but he is. He's still a miracle worker. Jesus is not weatherless. He said, behold, amen, come unto me, all ye that are laden and heavy laden, and I will, I'll teach you rest. Everybody hold yourself and say, he's a rock in me. In the midnight hour, I want to stand. I'm going to while I'm going through what I'm going through. But anytime you say you want to be lost, that's a sign that you want God to get the glory out of your life. Well, they taught me years ago, it's a normal life, but the Christ that live in me. Do I have a witness here? I'm not worried about the devil. I've got enough power to make the devil behave. You got to get over with him and say, you can't have my children. You can't have my children, my daughter and my son, my grandbabies, my nieces and nephews. You can't have my babies. So since you want to act crazy, devil, I'ma dance a little harder. Because I know, after I praise God, I know, after I dance a while, God's gonna step in right on time. Lift your hand, somebody, and say, I'm going higher. In the name of the Lord, may I understand what I'm going through. But oh Lord, if I hold on to the bloodstained banner, what kind of banner is it? It's a banner that'll never come down. I've got the blood all around me, the blood in front of me. And every now and then, I gotta walk through my house and say, the blood, I need some help here. The blood around me, everywhere I go, I've got to tell everybody that the blood of Jesus, it washes whiter than snow. I want to be right. I want to be saved. I want to be whole.
It's not going to stop because I get upset. If I'm saved, I ought to be able to take some steps. Come on, please. I'm not saved because I'm trying to make friends. The truth of the matter is, if folk love Jesus for real, years ago they would have talked to you, come on here, about sanctification. And you know who said, well, I am sanctified. Well, if you sanctify, he'll say he'll come. Oh, I don't understand you. If you sanctify, and I got news for you. Hashtag sanctified is not a denomination. But sanctified is holiness, is a lifestyle. I need somebody here helping me. I need some of what saying stuff they don't even understand. If you understood what sanctified means, it means to be set apart. Well, I'm trying not to dance, but I feel like, amen, when you're sanctified, that means you can't go everywhere. When you're sanctified, that means there's a different look on you. Your dress code looks different. Your attitude is different. Your look is different. Your words are different. You're not so agitated. You're not so sensitive. When you are sanctified folks, they know how to pray. Sanctified folks, they know how to discern. Sanctified properly. Sanctified folks, they don't need no entourage. At any given time, they can just pick them up and put them down because they're sanctified. I'm saying tonight, in order to be washed, you've got to be set apart. You gotta change your color. You gotta change your prayers. You gotta change the wine bibbers and turn them into holy bibbers. God help me preach tonight. You gotta be around folks that are not discouraging you. But oh, you gotta stay around folks that are pushing you on. You gotta stay around people that are telling you stay encouraged. Keep on coming. Don't stop, don't stay home, but come on to church. Because I've been washed. No. Thank you, Lord. I'm about to pray.
Yeah.
Pull me towards the pastor.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why she's pulling me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why a lot of you got to pull for
me. Yeah.
When you love God,
come on now.
You don't have to pull me. Because I got something in me. You're going to watch it before I pull you. I don't understand me. Amen. Well, when people told me, said, well, Bishop, you know, and I said, what is it? He couldn't even say it because he didn't know what he was talking about. When you say, let me tell you this, you don't have to have nobody tell you that. If you live right, come on now. All you got to do is just wait on Shiloh. When you obey God, you don't have to get agitated. All you got to do is say, well, I'm not broke, but I'm in transition. Stop forgetting myself. Stop saying you ain't got no money. Stop saying my bank is bad. Stop saying I got changed and not dollars. You better tell yourself, I'm not broke, but God is getting ready. So open up the floodgates. And when the floodgates begins to break, my miracle is coming. I may not see it, but my blessing is coming. I may be discouraged, but my blessing is on the way. Tell somebody, look up to heaven and say, do it again, Lord. What I want to do, I need to recharge. I need to go back to where I first got delivered. I need to go back when I first got baptized. I need to go back when I first got anointed and begin to thank God. My soul, look back and wonder how I made it. Should have been dead, but I'm still here. Should have been crazy, but I'm still here. You had me upon stoops, but the walking stoop. Y'all don't hit me. You had a heart attack, but you're still here. Long's not crazy, but you're still here. Reach at somebody and say, I'm here for a reason. I'm here for a reason. I gotta tell somebody that he lives down in my soul. He lives. Because I feel the valley of drought. Bishop, how can I praise you when I don't see nothing? Man of God, that's the best way.
That's the best way.
Because see, God already know what he's going to do. And he already know what you're going to do.
That's right.
Y'all didn't hear what I said.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's why he said he inhabits. The people are going to quote tonight. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless his name. Of his people.
Yeah.
Don't praise him only when you're most sorry.
Yeah.
But praise him just because of who he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I just say. Who is he?
Yeah.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. Jesus. Yeah. God. I'm not going to allow yesterday's trouble to affect my progress.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, well, they prayed. They prayed against me and they did that. Stop saying that. Because as long as you live, somebody going to pray against you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, y'all going
to pray.
As long as you save,
uh-huh.
The enemy don't like you no way.
Uh-huh.
So you got to learn how to always be one step ahead of him.
Uh-huh.
And that means fasting and praying.
Yeah.
I'm going to want to do that now because they don't want to give up that food.
That's
come on,
right.
Got quiet right there. They don't want to give up that praise. But let me tell you this. When you sacrifice,
uh-huh.
And you mean it, he'll give you what is called enduring power.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. Somebody said, well, Bishop Baldwin, I remember when I got saved. Amen. And you know, you never knew when they was going to call a fast.
Yes, right.
Now they tell you, even though they didn't tell you. Come on now. Pastor got up one time and said, we fasted for 30 days. Young people, we all look at each other like, wow, no nothing, huh? And at that time, amen, they wouldn't even allow us to drink water.
Right.
Y'all didn't hear what I said.
Uh-huh.
Amen. No snacks, nothing. You didn't get no refreshments.
Uh-huh.
Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
But you fasted, and we were taught as young people how to fast and pray.
Yeah.
And then while we fasting and praying, expecting results through
that's
the fast.
Right.
Come on, and then to make the fast better, when you shut in with the fast,
yeah.
By the time you come out to shut in, it's already happened. Look at somebody and say, we need to go back. Come on. Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, he's calling a recall. My God, he said, I'm calling the church back to God. I'm calling the saints back to praying. I'm calling the missionaries, the evangelists, the preachers, come on here, back to praying. God, come in the church. Praying that God would deal with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen. On Friday nights, we would go to service. And you know, they used to take the clock off the wall. And we pray and tarry. We tarry until the Lord came in the building. Nowadays, people are so in a rush. If they go to 8 o'clock service on Sunday, that lasts only for about an hour and 15 minutes. And you say, I don't need no more church today. Most of them got some dinner now. They have on a day. They don't want their clothes to get sweaty because they say that it's too much to clean the clothes. But I stop to tell you, don't forget who gave you what you have. Amen. If you're not going when you wasn't saved, you would go out to the tavern. You would go to the zip joint. You would go to the club. And you would dance. You would drink your alcohol. Don't y'all look at me strange. My God, you would sip on your wine. You would take a few swags of your jeans. You would go on the dance floor and listen to BBK playing on the steel. I'll give you some voice tonight. You would slow drag. My God, and put all your energy into what you were doing. Why don't you come over in the church and get dry? Oh, Lord, thanks. Folks gotta beg you to testify. Folks gotta put you on in order for you to thank God. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus, Lord, and the righteousness. I'm not gonna let nobody stop my praise. I'm not gonna let nobody stop my authority. I'm not gonna let nobody, mama, daddy, sister, brother, friend, comrade, nobody is gonna stop me from loving my God. I've got a way that I love on Jesus. I've got a way when I talk to him, he knows my voice. Y'all don't hear me. When I talk to him, wherever I am, I could be traveling across the highways, going to another revival, and I begin to talk to God. I stop and say, I appreciate you.
praise you, God, for investing in me the power of the Holy Ghost. You gotta stop, church, and thank God sometime. Oh, you gotta stop and say, God did it, man didn't do it. God did it, Chris didn't do it. God did it.
Hey, wash. Know the reason why I'm energized. Because I serve a God that knows. Come on here. And you know what I love about it? Hey, amen. He said, all you got to do is ask me. And I'll do it. Come on here. But so many folk are stubborn. They don't want to give up the stubborn wheel. Amen. I pray, Lord, I rebuke the devil in the wheel. God, have mercy. Find him in the wheel.
Glory.
God, I pray. Amen. He'll take victory out of the sea.
Yes, come on, man.
Cause the devil to step back.
Yes, yes.
You got to learn things when we anoint him. He was washed in the blood.
Yes,
don't you know you got power that you don't realize you have? Amen. It says in the 8th verse of the text, make me to hear joy and gladness that the bones which thou hast broken. Some of you tonight are broken. Why can't I praise God? Because you're not healed from brokenness.
Well,
I got hurt in the church. The Lord said, stop saying that. Amen. That was years ago.
Come on now.
You didn't tell me you still running off of something that happened years ago with somebody that's dead? Come on. Holding grudges is quiet in this house. In your heart over something you can't fix.
Right. Amen.
Why are we trying to fight up against the enemy?
Yes.
When you close the host, it's at the battle, not your
battle. Yeah,
oh, tell somebody, say, it's not your battle.
Not
I heard him say that daughter right there. Right. Amen, that young lady right there. The Lord says, it's not your battle. How about son, go, 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 so. He says, the battle is the Lord. All you got to do is thank him. You're going to see some things happen. Anyway. Yeah. Somebody come to that young lady and say, it's getting ready to happen.
Yeah.
Now come on, Saint, clap your hands in the name of the Lord. Amen. God bless you and the Lord keep you. This is the land of God. You have 3 minutes left on this air. Listen, beloved, I want you to write me on this email this week. My email address, yjm.ministry@yahoo.com. If you need special prayer, listen, call this number, area code 310-678-8577. If no one answers, leave your name, your number, and I promise you, beloved, we'll get back with you as soon as we can. Listen, beloved, I must leave you on tonight, but as I always say, miracles are supposed to happen, but they can only happen through the power of God. This is God's servant, God's prophet, and the apostle of the Lord saying to you, go with God, and he will go with you. Come on, clap your hands in the name of the Lord.
Yeah. Praise God. We just heard a wonderful message from the man of God way back in Arizona.
At this time, we're going to just thank the man of God. And if anyone has any comments, they may do so at this time. The line is now open.
You know, I've been blessed. But one thing he did mention, honey, when he talked about that church and stuff, we got to put that thing aside and keep on running for the Lord. I enjoyed the man of God. He blessed my soul, and I thank you for the invitation. Amen.
Amen. Amen. 1 minute. Do we have one more? We have 1 minute.
I just want to thank the Lord for the man of God. That was a blessed word. It feeds my spirit. Yes.
Hallelujah. Go ahead. Let me say what I'm going. Let's do this. It's because this is on his hour. I'm going to stop the recorder and then I'm gonna turn it back on and then we can continue from there. Amen. Because I feel that there is a praise on the line. Amen. So hold on. Give me 1 second and we're gonna restart.